Good afternoon, Drab Jewelers. This is Bill.
Bill, Bob from RDI. How are you?
Good. What's going on, Bob?
Nothing much. Just thought I'd give you a call, see what's going on, if there was anything you needed, or just shoot the shit.
Yeah. Nothing I really need, unless you're looking for Gucci 18-karat Gucci cufflinks, which nobody is, so we're just going to scrap them.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine not. I don't know where the hell... Who the hell wears cufflinks anymore?
You know, 3 years ago when I was getting married, I was like, oh, you know, I was getting my suit fitted and everything. I'm like, oh, I want French cuffs. And the guy's like, no, we won't sell you French cuffs. I'm like, well, this is not good for business.
Yes, without the French cuffs, there's not a whole lot of use for cufflinks.
So it's like, okay, well.
Well, wait a minute. No, I have 18-karat gold cufflinks at the store. I want to wear them.
Yeah, I got all kinds of cool cufflinks. Old,
yeah.
Like watch movements that are made in, you know, but whatever. They'll come back someday.
Probably. Everything does eventually. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
And can you wait it out? That's all.
Exactly. Happy birthday to your wife, by the way.
Thanks. I appreciate
that.
I
saw that posted the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, we're 8 days apart.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday to you then.
Yeah, yeah. That was. Did you see my post on my car, the 98 Mustang?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah, I got it repainted. Oh my God, the car looks like a freaking brand new car now.
And it didn't cost that much, huh?
$5,000.
Wow.
I thought about doing it. I put a fair amount of money into the car. I've had it for 27 years, and when I got the car, it was like a year old. It was the dealer's wife's car. She got pregnant. When she got to 7 months, she couldn't get behind the wheel anymore. So she said, why don't you get rid of it then? And he had just put it out on the floor, and I asked to take a test ride in it, and I wound up buying it. And I've changed the top on it twice. The last time was like 3 years ago, and I told him, you know, give me the top-of-the-line top. I don't want to take any chances anymore. I don't want to keep doing this. So we put the top-of-the-line top on it. I've rebuilt the top end of the engine. I put a new transmission in it. It's got a stainless steel exhaust system, and it's got a new air conditioning system in it, too. So it was like I put a lot into it. So my wife tells me last year, she says, why don't you get it repainted? And I said, okay.
I started. Tell me twice.
Yeah, no. So I went right away to a couple of places, and they all told me the same thing, you know, $12,000 to $15,000 to get repainted correctly. And I said, I'm not going to put that kind of money into it. Yeah, I've never, most of the stuff I've done has been, you know, a few thousand bucks here and there. So my driver's side door was sagging, so I bought a couple of new hinges for it, and went over to my regular mechanic, and he says, nah, I don't do that. He says, take it over to my buddy. You know, he's one of my best friends up on Ridge Road, and have him do it. So I took it into him. He put the hinges on for $150. I said, well, that's more than fair. While I'm at it, it was a collision shop. I said, give me an idea how much it would cost to get it repainted. And I'm figuring he's going to tell me $10,000 plus. He looks at me, and he says, same color? And I says, yeah. He says, do we have to do the, you know, like underparts and stuff like that? I said, no. It's the same color. What do I care? That stuff hasn't worn anyways.
Yeah, it doesn't have no sun damage or anything.
No. So he says, $5,000. And I said, cash? And he says, yeah, $5,000 cash, no tax, no nothing. And I says, how about if I buy new headlights, will you put those in? He says, yeah, I'll throw those in. And I says, how about if I buy new mud flaps for it? Will you put those on? And he says, yeah, I'll take $5,000 cash. So that's what it is. It took him 3 weeks because he was putting it in between jobs because it wasn't, you know, he wasn't making a ton, but it was off the books.
And, who cares if it takes 3 months?
Yeah,
you're
that's what I said.
Driving it in the winter anyway.
No, I wasn't. You know, so it took him 3 weeks. I went and picked it up. He had it in the back part of his garage area. You know, he's got all these cars in various states of, you know, repair. And I walk around the corner and I see it, and it looks like it's soaking wet because it. And I said, and he said, yeah, it's done. And I says, oh, my God, look at it. It says it's so shiny. He says, yeah, that's the clear coat, and we've been buffing it out and everything, and it's ready to go. And I looked at it, and I said, holy moly. I kept looking to see if there was any problems. You know, $5,000, it wasn't a lot of money for a paint job. It is perfect, absolutely perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. And between the, you know, all the work I've done on it, I should be lucky, let me knock on wood someplace, for years not to have to do anything to it.
Right. Well, and it's, you know, something you like. It's
yeah, I love the car. Yeah.
You still got the Edsel?
No, I just sold it. I got it a year, maybe it was 2 years ago. I can't remember. A year, maybe about a year and a half ago I got rid of it. It was an Essex.
An Essex, yeah.
The guy who bought it, he wrote a check for $12,000 right here on the spot for it. And I said, well, that's more than fair. I think I paid like 18 for it at the time, maybe 16. I can't remember. Anyways, he owns this place. If you want to look up something interesting, it's called the Erie, you know, like Lake Erie, Erie Museum. And it's over in a nearby town. I think it's Clyde, New York. This guy is as eccentric as it gets, and he's made himself a ton of money buying and selling property and old cars. He's got like a dozen old cars, but none of his old cars were four-seaters. And he says sometimes his new wife, who's like a mail-order bride out of Vietnam, Korea, someplace, I don't know where she's from. She's like half his age, less than that. She says, but sometimes when we go out, we want to take friends with us, and all my other cars can't seat more than two people. So he bought this one. He says, I'll dump a lot of money into it to get it the way I want it. And he says, anytime you want to come see it, visit it, do anything you want, come on over to the museum. It's a bed and breakfast, too.
Oh, so he's got a little bit of everything going on there.
Oh, yeah. This guy, I mean, he's got a big handlebar mustache. He looks like something out of the South, like a southern plantation owner.
Sounds like he would look like perfect riding one of those big wheel bikes.
Absolutely. He would just look just like that. If you go on to his website, you'll see there's like some videos that were done by, you know, various television stations and stuff like that that tell about his haunted history and stuff like that. He's offered me, you know, says, if you ever want to come in and spend the night here, you can come anytime you want, you know. And I said, my wife is terrified of that kind of stuff, but my daughters would definitely do it. So maybe I'll have to make an overnight with one of my girls and come down and experience the museum.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, my one daughter's husband is a chicken shit, too. He would never do it. So, but me and my girls would, for sure.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. Anything you're in need of then today?
You know, I'm doing okay. Just,
all right.
Getting through the day. And
did you send payment on that? Because I know Lenny will ask me if he sees that I...
Yeah, I talked to Lenny.
Okay.
But then, Friday. It hasn't
never mind
been
then. That's fine.
Yet, but,
okay.
Yeah, I reached out to him and said it should be somewhere.
If anybody has got a past due and I call, Lenny sees it on his computer, and the next call I get is, did you talk to him about payment? So,
well, yeah. I mean,
yeah, always.
Fair.
Yeah, I get it. I know. So I thought I'd be prepared. All right. Well, if anything changes, let me know.
Tell Lenny I say hi.
I will. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.